Then only a few weeks ago, the government of which I have the honor to be the head gave to Indians everywhere in our country the franchise for the first time in history, enjoyed in the past by the magnificent valor of those of Indian race who served in two world wars. Now the Indians everywhere have those rights which, as first citizens of Canada, denies that ever again can they be considered as second citizens. Their contribution, great in the past, greater still in the future. And I take this opportunity of assuring them this, that while there are some who say that the acceptance of the franchise and of equality with the white man will mean loss of their hereditary or treaty rights, I now, on behalf of my people and country, give to them the reassurance that as long as the sun shines, as long as the rivers flow, as long as the mountains stand, so long will their rights, their heritage, and their treaty prerogatives be respected and upheld.